Yes, I don't know what more we need with respect to information or at least confirmation of state capture. As I mentioned earlier in the show, if you haven't seen a 200 rand note in a while, it's possibly because it's been in the duffel bags of Siyabonga Gama, Brian Molefe, Malusi Gigaba, who have lived these cash flush lifestyles. But what was really important about the progress of yesterday's testimony at the State Capture Commission of Inquiry was the source of information was witnesses 1, 2, and 3, which who were all at one point or another either or driver and or bodyguard to the ministers who were actually transporting this money. And it highlights something quite important. So number one for me, we are not just investigating one-off corrupt practices or criminal practices. The entire Commission of Inquiry is to get us to understand the functionality that keeps afloat a broader system of corruption, of state capture. And I wish we had this testimony first. This testimony really, really lends weight to the notion of state capture at a bigger level, because it has whistleblowers highlighting, first of all, top dogs, not tiny players, ministers, group CEOs and the like, the partnership and the delivery thereof of their bodies and selves to the Guptas, including seeing the president, former president, Jacob Zuma there, as well as the handing of cash, the depositing of cash. This is the smoking gun. So that's the first point that yesterday's testimony highlights. The second is, as those top dogs operate with brazen disregard for the average South African, they willingly and comfortably expose themselves to people who they deem completely unimportant. They were happy to put on the line all of their dealings in front of the drivers, in front of the security guards signing them in and out, in front of the bank tellers accepting the deposits at Carlton Center. And therefore, finally, for me, it highlights very importantly that I think that this particular racket will be taken down by the little guy. It is only a person who, the kind of person who shouts at waiters, the kind of person who is so self-important that doesn't consider for a second that all of the agents who are unfortunately being dragged in to be complicit for this broader state capture project are possibly the most important witnesses, because you deem them unimportant, you let them watch you take the country down. And it may well be that we're not necessarily going to need the testimony of senior directors and senior people signing off, but actually it's the testimony of the person who is watching you from the shadows that you think is too unimportant to care or too unimportant to take you down. South Africans, we may have actually instituted our own sense of power back. I feel quite strongly that we need to pay attention to who are the people, the secretaries. And I'm telling you now, it has served me well in my career. Do not undermine or underestimate the little guys that operate at the periphery of business, because these are the guys that actually are showing us the smoking gun in the state capture project. They have far less to lose by protecting the state capture project, by the way. They're not cut into the big deals. You heard Siyabonga Gama's driver saying that out of the 1 million rand in cash he got, he gave 50,000 to his driver. Every incentive to take you down. Pay attention to the little guy in the corner of the room. And for those of the people who have no unchecked egos, this is a very important lesson.